Okay, first I would like to thank the organizers for giving me this chance to introduce my recent work with Dr. Song He. And ABM theory is a three-dimensional transformation matter theory. It has n equal to 6 supersymmetry. The Gauge group of this theory is un times un, and the transformation levels for these two subgroups are K and inverse K. The inverse fields in this theory including four scalars and four fermions. They all in bi-fundamental representation of the Gauge group. Now we turn to discuss the real beta deformation of this theory. This was done by first introducing the following star products. Here, beta is a real deformation parameter, and the Qs are two charges corresponding to two global U1 symmetry of this theory. The charges of the beta field are listed here, and the Gauge field are charges with respect to these two U1 symmetry. Then we replace all the products in the Lagrangian by the above sub-products. The produced theory has three-dimensional n equal to two supersymmetry. In this deformed theory, we want to compute the anomalous dimension of these operators in the scalar sector at two-loop level. The undeformed case was studied by these authors. The obtained anomalous dimension matrix can be expressed as a Hamiltonian acting on SV4 spin chain. The spins on the outside are in the fundamental representation of this SV4 asymmetry group, and the spins on the even side are in the anti-fundamental representation. Now I list the contribution Feynman diagrams. The first one is from the interaction among six scalars. These are from exchange of Gauge field and fermions. All the other diagrams are from wave function renormalization. From these diagrams, we can obtain these two loop have Hamiltonian. You can see only this term is changed compared with the undeformed case. Here appears a non-trivial phase factor dependent on beta. Now we want to prove this Hamiltonian is integrable. Starting with this unmatched in the undeformed case, we construct this deformed R matrices and prove that they satisfy these four Young-Box equations. From this, we can prove that this Hamiltonian from the perturbative calculation is integrable. So this is in the scalar sector. At the two loop level is integrable in the parent limit. Then we use the algebraic beta access method to obtain the following beta access equation. We also obtain the similar integrable structure for the cases with non-supersymmetric gamma deformation and cases from ABG theory. Okay, thank you very much.